All right. Well, good afternoon. It's our coffee and chat, and it's the first one that we're recording on Zoom. We were hoping to have a few more guests with us, but we're going to get started anyway, and we'll post this for anybody who wants to watch it later. So, for those of you who are watching it later, I'm Jennifer Marietta, and I'm the superintendent of the school district. And we have a special guest with us today, which is Connie Gabriel, who's our facilities manager. So we have a short agenda, which is posted here, that we'll go through. And then we will ask for any ideas or thoughts for future meetings as well. So the first thing on here, we'll just jump right in since it's just the two of us and you joining us from home. We wanted to share a little bit about our state letter grade. So hopefully you've heard that we are a B school, and we are very excited to be a B school. We worked really hard over the last few years to get that letter grade from the State Department, and it really comes down to looking at our state assessments and the number of students that we have making growth and the number of students that we have that are proficient or highly proficient on the test. The majority of our points come from the amount of students who make growth. And so we're almost maxed out on the amount of points that we can get from growth. And so we're really going to be shifting gears now to think about how do we get more of our students to be proficient and working with our families and our students themselves on really understanding what that means and how you can show through the state assessments that you are proficient. Last week we had our celebration, and so I think it was a great event. This is the first time that we've been able to do an event like that, and we had three different zones set up. All the kids got to participate in those zones, and we had a fun zone where they were bouncy houses and games. We had the gym where they got to see Wild Man Phil and learn a little bit about reptiles. And then we had an outside area for food trucks and snacks and karaoke. And that was a pretty popular area as well. But I think the kids really had a lot of fun. And now the message that we're reminding them is that our district's mission and vision includes the word believe and achieve. And we kind of capitalized the B on believe because we're a B school. And we are a B school because we believe in each other and we work hard to achieve the goals that we set out for. And so we'll want to continue to work in the future to be a B, and eventually we'll be an A school is our hopes. And that's kind of what our goal is that we'll get to that A level. But it is exciting because we're competitive with other schools in our county. It was always kind of disheartening to hear, oh, Stanfield's a D or Stanfield's a C. Now that we're a B, it's more exciting and it's easier to kind of go around and brag about that B because there are many schools in the surrounding area that we oftentimes would compare ourselves to, and they are not a B. They are a C, and some of them are even a D. And so it's very gratifying to us to say that we finally hit that benchmark for ourselves, and we're a B school. So we're excited by that. And hopefully your kids are talking about it. If they're not talking about it, talk to them about it, and keep reminding them of how important it is to always do their best, ask if they have questions, and have those conversations as parents with your classroom teachers as well. How is my child doing on their state assessments? Does it look like my child is on track to pass and be proficient on their state assessments? And if not, what kinds of activities can they be working on at home to support their growth? Those are the kinds of questions you'll want to be just checking in with and talking to teachers about. So we're going to move into the next thing, which is our special guest, Connie. And we invited Connie to come and be a part of the conversation because at a past coffee and chat meeting, it was suggested that we maybe advertise topics, and we'll talk a little bit about our future topics. But that we schedule topics and have some different guest speakers share about different components of the campus. And so Connie was the first one that I thought of because you've probably noticed there's a lot of changes to our facilities. And Connie's pretty new in her role as the manager of facilities. So I thought I would just maybe kind of guide Connie through a few things to share. But to start with, I wanted to let you introduce yourself and share how long you've been the manager, and maybe what has been a big takeaway during the transition.
Absolutely. Well, I'm Connie Gabriel. I'm the facilities manager. I'm management over our maintenance crew and our custodial staff. I took this role on July 1st of this year, and it's a big role. It's a lot of campus, and a lot of things are going on, as Jennifer mentioned. I think number one takeaway stepping into this role was just how much there is to oversee regularly, that we always have to make sure we are aware of safety and building management, just the walls, the roof, the ceilings, the lights.
Preventative maintenance.
Preventative maintenance, yeah.
We talked about that. We have a really old campus. This campus has been here forever. Many people say it looks the same as it did years ago. So we know it's an old campus, and so preventative maintenance was also something that was kind of an eye-opener. Like, wow, what can we do to continue to keep our school lasting,
right?
As long as we do.
And it's a preventative maintenance. What we are doing is we do have a regular schedule for all those things that I just mentioned: roof, windows, doors, security systems, any access point into the campus, gates, lawns, irrigation. Every one of those has to be looked at every single month, day, week. Some are daily, some are monthly. And it's a big job, but we have a really strong crew, and we are making progress every month.
But just so that people have an idea, we're a pretty large square footage of a campus.
Mm-hmm.
How many employees do you have in your department?
I have three, well, two and a half maintenance workers that manage landscaping and all the maintenance facilities operate from pieces that we need. And I have two custodians that work during the school, the 4 days of the school week.
Many of yourself and a secretary,
an admin, yeah,
great assistant. And so, you know, a large campus and a pretty small. Watching, observing, and every jump in and kind of does whatever needs to get done to get it done. But we've also talked a lot about the landscaping and the landscaping and the way the campus is looking and keeping up with it. I get compliments from community members, from our governing board members, that they see a big change with the way the grounds are looking. What are some of, when we think about the way the grounds are looking, the way the buildings are looking, what are some of the upcoming projects that you're looking at? This year, we have some big projects, like we have a big project, you know,
we have the current number one project is our restroom renovation. We are going to be, this project started a little bit ago, and we'll be renovating our multi-use restrooms to bring them up to a great level.
When you say they started a bit ago, how long does it typically take for a project to go through the BRG, which is a building grant renewal through the school facilities board? So if we see we have a project in need, I kind of want our guests to know it's not something that just happens within a few months. It takes
years. literally, this restroom renewal project started in 2022, and it consists of multiple vendors and multiple aspects. You, when you're renovating and doing a building project like that, you can't, especially on older buildings, there are certain codes that you have to meet, and they don't happen overnight. The building renewal grant process has a pot of money that they were awarded many years ago, and that is then allotted throughout the years to all the schools throughout the state of Arizona. And those, it is allotted based on need, and safety is number one, and any kind of component that is going to hinder the kids from being able to have an education.
Yeah.
So that's where the prioritization comes from.
So we did the roofing, the rest, and the air conditioning. So our next one up that we've been working on for a couple years now, that's getting closer, is the restroom.
Restrooms, and after that is weatherization, which is doors and windows on all of our classrooms in our main building. We also have some grants in for one that is on the Horizon is asphalt in our drive area where our buses drive and where our folks drive into the school.
We have a lot of things going on to make our school look better for safety. But one of the things that people probably didn't know, when you say facilities manager, they get, oh, yeah, she oversees maintenance and custodial, but you're also our emergency operations manager.
That's right.
And so because we are a small rural school district, we've bumped those things all together. And so as the emergency operations manager, you kind of oversee all of our emergency planning.
Right.
And so that's also been a big task. Although we have a lot of great things in place already, we're always looking at ways to make it stronger. Maybe you can share some of the things you've done so far in your 6 months,
Sure.
of what things have happened in the area of emergency operations and school safety.
School safety and emergency operations is a great number one concern. And we put together and applied for the COPS grant, which is a school violence protection program. And it's a grant to help increase our physical safety in the school and in our classroom. We were awarded that grant just a couple months ago. Yay! So that gives us a nice base to put together better access point systems so our children are safe in the classrooms. God forbid something should happen. That it also will update our announcements, our audio system, so that
Everybody can hear
everybody can
them.
hear across the campus. It will also put more cameras in our facility to be able to see who's coming in the parent pickup gate and any kind of blind spots that might be hindered right now with what we have in place.
Part of that grant was connecting with some community partners.
Yes, we
So
got.
share maybe some of the community partners that we pulled together to kind of compile. We did some walkthroughs and we did some pieces to be able to see what our highest need was.
Absolutely. We did have to work with our local law enforcement. So we had several safety assessments with the Pinal County Sheriff's Office. We worked with our local health clinic, Dr. Sunita, and got a nice letter of recommendation about the process and how that would affect our kids as
All of our
well.
kids.
Yeah, and then a local Arizona congressman also wrote us a letter of support, which was really awesome. We are working with our fire marshal, and I missed
Yeah,
something else. What about you?
I think the biggest thing that I'm probably most proud of that is just that we're always working to be better. Like we have things in place, and you hear about things on the news, you see things happening. And I'm just happy to know that we are being proactive and
Right.
thinking ahead, so that we can be prepared if anything really will happen here.
Yeah, and we
And
are.
sometimes it's having like those, Connie's been really great about getting us all on a common language that we're using. You as parents and family, you already know we use a language that's called I Love the Standard Response Protocol from I Love You Guys Foundation. We've shared that with you so that you know what it is when your kids come home and say there is a cold or there was a lockdown. You know the difference between those things. But we're also working really hard to just be practicing. We do monthly drills and we are doing tabletop exercises with all of our staff. And so I think it's been great having Connie take those tasks on because she's learning a lot about it and going out there and learning a lot of information herself and then bringing that back and really getting all of us to think a little bit more about what can we do better.
Safety is no accident.
Safety is no accident. And so she's been putting that information out to all of us and that's been great too.
Thank you.
So those were really the big things I wanted to kind of have Connie share about. I was hoping we'd have some additional questions. But there are none at this point in time. But if you ever do have questions, just let us know. We are open to have communications with you. You can reach out to me. You can reach out to Connie to learn a little bit more about any of our projects or to share any new ideas or strategies that you might hear about that other places are doing or using. But I think these two, this big grant will be a huge benefit to our campus as well. So, well, this kind of keep moving along. The next thing I wanted to share was, I previously shared that at a past meeting, we talked about setting a schedule of events that we could advertise out to families. And so hopefully this will pop up on the screen. These are the next coffee and chat dates that we have scheduled for the rest of the school year. And so we'll be sending this out again. It's on our website. We sent it out on Infinite Campus. But thank you to Connie for being here this week to talk about school safety and our facilities. Next month in January, we'll have Lorinda, who is our food service manager, come talk about our food services and some things that are going on with the federal programs that go behind food services for our students, as far as like the free and reduced lunches, the what we can and can't serve, and some of those pieces as well. So she'll be our next guest speaker. After her, we'll have technology and cybersecurity with Maurice Kirchhoff, who is our IT director. And then in April, we'll have transportation, our new manager there, Chantel Wagner, and she'll be coming to speak a little bit about transportation and some of the things that they've had happen throughout the first year with her as the manager. So these are our upcoming topics. They'll spend about, like we did today, about 15 minutes or so talking about their program, and then we'll leave it open for questions. So if these are topics that are interesting to you, then be thinking about what questions you have, and we hope that we'll see you at one of the upcoming meetings. Also, I wanted to share a link with our December newsletter. We send information out to parents in a variety of ways, and hopefully you're getting these. A couple things that I wanted to point out is that we do a monthly newsletter from the school district, and it comes in this setting called SMORE. One of the things that we're trying to tell as many people as possible to share with their family and friends is that when you get this newsletter, whether you get it from our email that we send out, whether you get it from Infinite Campus Messenger, whether you get it from reading our Facebook page, whether you get it from Class Dojo, and you open it up, it is translatable to any language you prefer. So for a lot of our families who are Spanish speaking, they can go on here and it will translate the newsletter automatically for them. And so we're hoping that this feature makes it very easy for them to stay up on the happenings at our school and what's going on. So you can change the language, like I said, to any language. And you can see here there are many languages to choose from. So hopefully we are meeting the needs of all of our community. And that's just a great feature of SMORE, which is the program that we use. A few things that I wanted to point out, we already talked a lot about our Proud B school rating. We're very happy about that, and we're going to work really hard to stay focused on that, and our next goal is to get an A. The other thing that's on the newsletter this month that I wanted to just make a shout out for is attendance. It's very important that every student is at school every day, especially now that we're on this four-day week. When you can make appointments on Fridays or plan your vacations on Fridays, do so. But just make sure that your students are here then, Monday through Thursday, consistently, every day, all day long, because every single minute counts. When your child is tardy to school or they leave early, it does count against their attendance. And Magda, who is our attendance guru in the front office, wanted me just to remind everybody, because that's the biggest question that she gets when we send out our truancy letters, is, well, they were only tardy, they didn't miss the whole day. And so it does make a difference. So please make sure that that they are not tardy, that they are not leaving prior to 3:15, because it does still count against their attendance. And in addition to it counting against their attendance, it's also a huge distraction to the classroom. So every time the door opens and a kid comes in late, or every time the phone rings and a kid has to pack up all their stuff and leave, it stops the instruction for everybody else in the classroom. And just kind of turns that whole setting around in a heartbeat. And so we want to eliminate those kinds of distractions. Some of the things that we've put in place starting now on December 1st is we've worked really hard as a team to come up with an attendance matters program, and came up with some daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and yearly incentives for for students. And so for every student who, every homeroom who has perfect attendance for the day, which means that they have every single kid here at 7:45 and they don't leave until 3:15, well, 3:10, we're making out there 3:10, but we're watching that list, we'll announce them and they'll be recognized on our afternoon announcement. Yesterday was our first day. We had zero classrooms that had perfect attendance, but we're hoping if we keep going with this, it'll change. In addition, every student who has perfect attendance for the whole week, all 4 days, will get a ticket that goes into our weekly draw, our monthly drawing. And at the end of each month, we'll draw a prize for each grade level, and the student who wins for that grade level will get a little goodie bag. Monthly, the homeroom that has the most days of perfect attendance will earn lunch with a school leader. So it'll probably be me, Mrs. Diana, Dr. O'Say. We might invite Connie and as a school leader to come in and have lunch with us in the homeroom. We might invite any of our managers or directors. And we just really want to try to pump it up and get kids excited about coming and having lunch with us. Of course, they'll get the school lunch, but we'll bring an extra snack to go with their lunch. We'll bring a little dessert for them. Each month, we will also draw a ticket, like I mentioned, from the grade level. So as they earn these tickets weekly, potentially, if a student has perfect attendance each week, they can have their name in the hat 4 times. And at the end of the month, we'll draw a ticket from each grade level for them to win a goodie bag. Quarterly, we will continue to do as we have. We'll have our perfect attendance awards for the quarter, and they'll get recognized at our assemblies, and they'll get the gold coin for the book machine in the library. But they're also going to earn a little extra. We're going to do either a popcorn party or a snow cone party for them when they come in with their gold coin. So we'll schedule a time after the awards assembly for them to bring their gold coin into the library to redeem a book and have a little snack. And then at the end of the year, if there are any students with perfect attendance from the first day of school to the last day of school, all 147 days of perfect attendance, they are going to earn a customized Stanfield hoodie or jacket. Right now we're looking at jackets that have Stanfield emblem on the back, and their name will be embroidered, say, Mrs. Marietta, perfect attendance 2026. And they are really awesome and cool. And so we're looking at those first, and then if that doesn't work out, we'll look at the hoodies. But we're working right now to get quotes for both and to look for donations for our Roadrunner Perfect Attendance Jacket Club. So as we gather those up, and hopefully we have a good handful of students who earn a jacket, each year, that number will go up and up, and we'll have lots of students running around campus with a really cool Stanfield Roadrunner jacket. So those are just some things that we've done recently that we put in the newsletter to share with you. Hopefully you saw it. Other things, the Breakfast with Business Leaders is coming up this Thursday, and Paco Allerton from Sierra Verde Farms, a local farm here in Stanfield, is our host. This is just a great chance. If you know any business leaders, if you are a business owner yourself, it's great to come and just share a little bit. It's more of a networking activity than it is anything else. We just want other Stanfield businesses and owners to get to know each other, but also learn about all the great things happening in our community, because it really does take all of us. We are a village, and we want to bring people on campus to see what we're doing and to see some of our students. We often have our student council representatives there to mingle and network and learn how to give a handshake, how to introduce yourself. And so it's just a great opportunity. I mean, we would love to have as many people as possible attend those Breakfast with Business Leaders in the morning. There are 4 throughout the year. This will be our second one for this school year. But the dates are listed on this little flyer. And by clicking on this little emblem, it'll always bring it up bigger for you unless you're reading this on your phone or your computer. We have a governing board meeting coming up December 11th. We start our mid-year assessment. This is important, as we talked about, for you to really know where your Roadrunner is. Academically, this mid-year assessment will be our mid-year mark to see if they're on track. So after those tests are done, hopefully you'll be communicating with your child's teacher to find out how they're doing and where they're at and what else you can do to help support. And if there's things that we can do here at the school to do that, we also want to jump in and help. The very mini marathon will be coming up, and so Mrs. Hernandez will be sending some information about that soon. Winter break. our last day of school will be December 18th, and we don't come back until January 5th. The holiday meal is coming up. The flyer was posted in the newsletter. The lunch menu is always on here. We have our sports schedules for the this season, cross country, flag football, and soccer. A couple other things that we wanted to share out with our community is that in Arizona, you can do tax credit donations to a school. These can be used for any extracurricular activity. We use these to help with, we use these for our new uniforms for our different sports teams. We can use it for travel to and from those extracurricular activities. We can use it for science and art, field trips or extracurricular components there. So it's just a great way to give back to our Stanfield community. And it comes off of your taxes. So it's a great way to donate, help the school, and help yourself. We are always looking for volunteers around the school. So if you are interested in being a volunteer, there's information here on the volunteer application. We are also looking for substitute bus drivers, especially for our athletics program. And so if you know somebody who wants to work maybe an hour or two, maybe up to 3 hours a week, just transporting kids to and from our games, that's what we are really looking for right now. And so there's an application online, but if you know anybody who already has a CDL and bus driving certificate and they just want sporadic work, this would be the perfect thing. Our games are usually from 3:30 till 6:30. So it's just a few hours, 3 hours each game. You could do up to two a week probably. On the week that we have travel versus home. So something to think about. Our handbook is listed here. And then because most of the people when they look through your handbook, these are the big areas that they're looking for, we put some hyperlinks of these so you can find them easily. And then our strategic plan is listed by clicking at the bottom. So I just wanted to share that newsletter and make sure that you're getting it and that you're finding it useful. So if you have feedback or ideas of what we can do to make the newsletter user friendly or additional information that you'd like to see in the newsletter, please reach out and let us know. And ultimately that rounds out our conversation today, because I had next on here was just to go around the table and find out what kinds of topics people are interested in learning more about or what's happening in your experiences as parents of your children here at the school. And since we don't have anybody, we'll skip that whole section. We did have a super cute snowman basket that we were hoping to give away to somebody today. All of our participants today would have been put in for the drawing, but since we have none, we will use this cute, adorable basket for another raffle. So check out our breakfast with business leaders, or if we don't use it for that, make sure you come to our luncheon, and maybe we'll have it at our luncheon. If you ever do have questions, please, like I said, reach out, let us know. We're here to help, and we want to work together to make our school an even better place. Honey, any last words?
Thank you so much for having me, and yeah, please reach out to me if you've got any questions about any of the projects or anything that might come up that I would be able to help with. I'm glad to take your call.
Perfect. Thank you. Have a great day. Remember to dream, believe, and achieve.
Awesome.